Anybody have a question? Just one. Yeah, if you have. Otakshini, tatanda, kazan, unzu tachi, ane, karsa, tachinki kartu, so that tagatuni, loche, disunguyare, karsana, tangunda lamizam, tabim shoba, ane, tarbashi tokaishi, tachi, tinki kartu, sunguyare, chazan, tatarba, se kazanashi, mosungu, tarba, se kandesa, sikiyame, so, tarangi singitin, rangi singitin, chuni, ane, nimuda, chain dokana, tarba, se. Tindeshila Shahe Tindere, what Tindegi Tarbati Toba Shabala, so an issue. But the Dinshitone, Motoyapushinway, or Tinsere.
Okay, so we started looking at what is the mind that is intent on liberation. Earlier we discussed how getting a good rebirth, either as a human being or as a god, how that is not sufficient. Yeah? So here in the section on the persons of medium capacity, here there's an explanation as to why we need to aim for liberation. Yeah? Okay. And before we can generate the mind that is intent on liberation, we first have to recognize or identify correctly as to what liberation is, right? So in short, you know, when the suchness of our mind, when that is completely separated from the afflictions, that is when that is basically that is what liberation is.
No, tuxin. Chaza chinde di ani chita tarba yakpo chita pagita tomdo ki tomdo lo kya la tomda ini ta dinshi namsha yung hai ati ne sare 담보다 동을 때 뭔가 더 치고 해. 드네. 동아 칸에 주면 저 군중 어디 치에. 드네. 군중 누구니 내쳐 아니 고대한 세리. 시절 시바 랑주 사바도 랑주 토봉이 맞는데 통해보네 아니 대주라 종고해 어디데 있다 야포 시도 봐이나 다 아니 집 타바 세들라 아니 고야 보니도베 봐봐
yeah so after identifying what liberation is then the text goes on with the discussion on what the Four Noble Truths are yeah So it's, understanding the Four Noble Truths is essential in being able to develop the mind that is intent on liberation. Yeah. So and of the Four Noble Truths, the first is the truth of suffering. So recognizing, identifying what suffering is, then we go on to look at the causes of our suffering, the origins which leads to suffering. And then the next one is the truth of cessation or true cessation. Yeah. So, if, on the basis of understanding what true suffering is and the causes of our suffering, and when one comes to see how liberation is an existent phenomenon, how it is a possibility, in particular, how as an individual, how we ourselves as individuals can achieve such a state. Yeah. With this understanding, conviction, and then one then puts in the effort to achieve this liberation.
dungal temba kunjun temba kobe temba lamgi temba asin korin tinde songda chi yimbar zo zo ti nyamnyan giri be ondu chine songba yin songa chi ane shung kashya la tambo kunjun tine ane dungal temba tine lamgi temba kobe temba tinde songa ti zo ta gyunje giri be ondu chine songa a chabar tinde re so tu sinin ta tezam shi na jigere kanda ba pangri myungda menda wati
so the order in which we present the Four Noble Truths can be different. So in the text, the true suffering is presented first, then you have true origins of suffering, then the true cessation of suffering, and the true path leading to that cessation. Yeah. So this this way of ordering the Four Noble Truths is from the perspective of practice. Yeah. Okay, for the purpose of practice, yeah. Whereas in some other texts, yeah, the Four Noble Truths are arranged slightly differently. Yeah, differently. So first you have true origins, and then you have true suffering. Then you have true path, and then you have true cessation. So that way of ordering the Four Noble Truths is from the perspective of the cause and effect relationship. Okay? So basically, by coming to class, if you know why the Four Noble Truths are sometimes ordered in a different way, then I think that's fine for our purpose here.
Okay. Some things, Kora Jupatan, Teletoben, Nenam, Dawrashik with Dubai, Yimbe, Namdo Dubal, Shindu Kalchishin, Yamnenji Kalam Chevy, Limbatta, Loma Chico, yes.
Okay, so you're performing the root text here. That's on the bottom of page 106. So I'm going to read from the Lamrin Chemo on page 270. Just slightly in the middle of the page. Yeah. This being the case, the four truths are taught repeatedly throughout the Mahayana and the Hinayana. Since the Sugata has included in the four truths the vital points concerning the process of cyclic existence and its cessation, this teaching is crucial for achieving freedom. Since this synoptic outline of practice is important, it must be taught to students in just this order. Okay, so since this synoptic outline of practice is important, it must be taught to students in just this order. Why? Unless you reflect on the truth of suffering to the point of actually becoming revolted by cyclic existence, your desire to attain liberation will be mere words. And whatever you do will lead to origins of further suffering. Unless you reflect on the origin of suffering until you have a good understanding of the root of cyclic existence, which is karma and the afflictions, you'll be like an archer who does not see the target. You will miss the essential points of the path. You will mistake what is not a path to freedom from cyclic existence for the path and exhaust yourself without result. Finally, if you fail to understand the need to eliminate suffering and its origins, you will also fail to recognize the liberation that provides relief from suffering and its origin. Hence, your interest in liberation will be a mere conceit.
Dungal temba samche that mone that dungal rashin korwati dungal rashin ba yapo je samlo korje ta ta kola shin lo lo ji ne ba je kwa je sung yo re ti mena shin lo ji ma ge na kola ta do lo di tar gi ne se ne ko zeg zam do sung je sung do ba ni yo shi da
so this is so well said here by Lama Tsongkhapa. So this is very, very important. Yeah. Okay. The presentation of the Four Noble Truths and understanding it. Yeah. So what did it say? You know. So at the beginning, it's very important to understand what the suffering of and what is cyclic existence. Yeah. So it says here until we get disgusted, you know, with cyclic existence, you know, then to say that we wish for liberation is just mere talk, yeah.
What is that? That is catching shit. That is the answer to that. That turbo tuning is low. Bit of me get it. So call a shallow and load it never. So call a charge a dash. Call a yapudos. Call a yapudos. Call a charge.
So the reason why we are not able to develop a real desire to be free from samsara, the reason why we don't have a real desire for liberation, is because we are still attached to cyclic existence. We want to be in cyclic existence. We like it. We think that it is good. Yeah. So therefore, since we have that kind of worldview, that kind of feeling, then obviously we are not really interested. We don't have this mind that seeks liberation. Yeah. Although we may think about it, we may even want it, but it is not really the real wish.
Oh, taka na shin, tine punjong sanbe kone, ta taka na shin re, ta kasi na, ta tindegi ani shi, ta tina korwa, narwa korwa saye, ta dunga ki rangshin jime, kowa di, ani kande zi jingba re, ta punjong la yakbo yi sama tang matu na, ani korwe zao jyotwe meba re.
Okay,
제단 코에 자 군중 세대 모순과 제시물 했어.
So yeah, so first we need to be revolted by cyclic existence. Only then will we have a real desire to be to achieve our liberation. And after that, we have to understand what is the root of cyclic existence. We have to understand what is the true origins, yeah, of all the suffering. Yeah. We need to understand and see correctly the root of all the sufferings. Yeah. If we don't identify the true origins of suffering correctly, even though you may do a lot of kind of practice and you try very hard, you know, it will be kind of a waste of time because you don't achieve the result. Because if you don't identify correctly the root of all the problems, then whatever you do will not harm or will not destroy the root of all the problems. And if you do not destroy the root of problems, no matter what you do, you try very hard, then it's like, it's, at the end of the day, it's kind of like pointless, yeah, meaningless.
What in this world, Shazan, that's all Cheshimbo, that Dongal Demba, Shenwe, Dongal Kunjun Dembati, and Yabatu Shenwe, that Cheshimbo in the Sunguyore, or Tinia Pushematum, and it's that, and you may have that on the
So it's saying it's so important for us, you know, to really to understand, to realize, you know, these first two truths, true suffering and true origins, without which nothing will happen.
Yeah.
So next is the next section talks about the actual meditation on suffering. Yeah? So that is explained in two parts here. Yeah? Reflection on the universal suffering of cyclic existence, and then reflecting on the specific sufferings. Yeah. Okay. Then the first one, reflecting on the general sufferings or universal suffering of cyclic existence. This divided into two. Yeah. Reflection on the 8 types of suffering. And reflection on the 6 types of suffering.
The minimum jongala, jungna, ani kasna, jibu chungo kapi shebe, tan tene shebe lam nyane rimba tenya, minimum shini jongwa hai. Rwa, ngama ten, tinangla, jibu tingi ta, minimum jaya nga ten, tukshini. Ani dogwa hai jisungu yore.
This is the way sustain the reflection and meditations here in this section. Yeah, we're talking about the personal medium capacity, right? I think there's something wrong with the cut and paste, right? The text. During every session, so the way of sustaining the meditation sessions, During every session in which you meditate on the teachings shared with persons of medium capacity, take up as well the shared teachings that I've explained in the section on the practices appropriate to persons of small capacity. As for the teachings that are not shared with persons of small capacity, if your mind is strong, sustain them in meditation in exactly the way I've written them. If it is weak, then leave out the scriptural citations and only meditate on the meaning of the points I have outlined. Then whatever meditation the meditation should be free from both laxity and excitement. Yeah. So though these are analytical meditations, you should nonetheless arrest excitement and so forth with regard to your mental object. Not taking up any object, virtuous, non-virtuous, or ethically neutral, other than that which you are meditating upon. Without letting your mind fall under the influence of sleep, lethargy, and laxity. Meditate continually in a state of consciousness that is very clear and pure. For as the engaging in the Bodhisattva deeds says, there will be little result from any virtuous practice if the mind is distracted. So here, for a person of medium capacity, here the person has to begin with the meditation on the true suffering and the true origins of suffering. So, and essentially it's an analytical meditation on these two. So, the analytical meditation, when performed, should be free from the faults of laxity and excitement. So, the mind that is performing this analytical meditation on true suffering and true origins has to be very clear and alert. Yeah. Okay. In fact, actually, this applies to all kinds of reflection and meditations. Yeah. The practice has to be done like that, with a very clear and alert mind. So whatever practice that one is doing, it should be done without without any distraction, mental distractions. Yeah. So if we do whatever practice, whether it's a meditation or reciting a text or reciting mantras, you know, so the benefits that are said, that are mentioned in the text and from doing these practices, these benefits that you will show themselves if you do these practices with an undistracted mind, with a mind that is free from laxity and excitement. Then the text goes on to explain how calm abiding, or is translated as meditative serenity in the Lamrim Chenwo. So that is calm abiding. So calm abiding and special insight is said to be extremely important for developing any virtuous qualities. So therefore, the Buddha says that any achievement of a virtuous quality in the three vehicles requires a state of mind that is both an actual meditative serenity or a similitude of it, which rests one-pointedly on its virtuous object of meditation without wandering from it, and an actual insight or similitude of it, which carefully analyzes the virtuous object of meditation and distinguishes both the real nature and the diversity of phenomena. So as the sutra unraveling the intended meaning says, Maitreya, you should know that all the virtuous qualities, mundane or supramundane, of the Shravakas, the Bodhisattvas, or the Tathagatas result from meditative serenity and insight. Yeah. And construe meditative serenity and insight here as including both actual serenity and insight and states of mind that are similar to them. Then, for it is not certain that all of the good qualities of the three vehicles develop as a result of actual serenity and insight.
Oh, to see the name of the shop, that the name of the energy, there is that.
Next is identifying what the eight types of sufferings. I don't think there's a need to go through them. It's quite straightforward. You read it. Yeah, on your own. But in short, the eight types of sufferings are the suffering of birth, the suffering of old age, the suffering of illness, the suffering of death, the suffering of encountering what is unpleasant, the suffering of separation from what is pleasant, the suffering of not getting what you want, and the suffering of the five appropriated aggregates. So if we look at the first one, let's say the suffering of birth. Yeah. So the suffering of birth is discussed in five parts. Yeah. Okay. So the first one, how birth is suffering because it is associated with pain. So birth is accompanied by many intense feelings of pain. For the following four types of living beings, those born as hell beings, hungry ghosts who invariably suffer, beings born from a womb, and beings born from an egg.
Oh, Tukshini, Tatanda, Tapejitinanadu, Taita, Rikchigla, and Tachi to Kyoto to my Yavi Kavaya Mares, what in the Sumashi, what in the Mudu, that Rava, Itano.
Taji, Tamanama.
Tachi Kavaya Mares, Ita Karela, Kyoto to my Kavaya Mares, what this one, the Pesana Taji to my Itatan Sundu.
So it says hungry ghosts will invariably suffer. So here the hungry ghosts will invariably suffer. As, it's not that all hungry ghosts have this kind of suffering. Yeah, the suffering of birth. Not necessarily so. There are hungry ghosts who do experience such suffering, but this is explained in one of the commentaries on this section.
Jawala kosu desu rumaya machines dondondo onjuan miron osta nibati suen.
So the second one, birth is suffering because it is associated with dysfunctional tendencies. This is to me also difficult thing to translate. Yeah. Well, this is how they translate here. What it means is all of the compositional factors of the So because the compositional factors are associated with seeds that generate, sustain, and increase the afflictions, they are ill suited to the service of virtue. Furthermore, you cannot control them as you wish. You would wish. So there are the seeds of dysfunctional tendencies. There is the physical dysfunctional tendencies, or the dysfunctional tendencies of the body. And it's a difficult thing. Anyway, there is something, you know, in the body. You know, is this feeling that, you know, it's kind of heavy, and you just sluggish perhaps. You find it difficult to employ your body to in virtue.
Right now. What does it mean? That ane taka na shi ta sim gi ne ne se ti ne ma sim di ta qing wang go be shi ong du song qian ta tong dai ni ane ji ta mi ba la de ma tong shi mi ba ro sim ye mi ba la de mi tong shi la ta sim gi ne ne se ta din de cha jing go ro de ma tong cha jing go ro
There's the dysfunctional tendencies of the mind. When the mind is influenced by laxity and excitement, which then causes us to stray from the object of focus. It doesn't allow our mind to stay focused on a chosen object.
어떻게니 다 던다니 안도 깨점니네 아니지 깨와 타게 깨점니네 아니 코로나 가르스네 딘데기 사본다 대등이지 나 누기 내년에 깨지 사본다 대등 승빈 내년에 깨지 사본다 대체 그 여대바시 랑 제수 깨점니네 여대바시 어디 숨고셔래 제단다 동아회랑 신입하스다 깨와 동아와 세디다
We are born with these dysfunctional tendencies in both the body and mind. From the moment we are born, the seed of these dysfunctional tendencies are right there. Yeah. So, okay. So for this reason, this is the one reason why birth is suffering.
Ani kamsundu jawa langwa tela tene gawa nawa chiwa lo sope dungal juma hosta dungal jabar juwa hosta.
Then birth is suffering. It's not the third point. And birth is suffering because it is the origin of suffering, right? So you take birth in the three realms, and so and on that basis, you suffer old age, illness, and death.
따져도 따던데 인형보이니? 제가 다가란 게 가와 나와 치워서니 아니 두병 같이 견치해시 다던다 진대겠다 견치해시 제가 되기 다던다.
So because we are born, being born is a condition for us then to age, to get sick and then to die.
어떤데 샤 디네마 시바 제가 님목 내서 줄변이스 다 코로와 제가나 차바당 당원도 몸을 지에 유능 도수 계신 대례장 무슨 랍도 마시와 동아 동안네 다르미네 데스 님목 바고 나선네 무슨 동아 오스다.
The next birth is suffering because it is the origin of the afflictions. When you are born in cyclic existence, the three mental poisons arise for objects of attachment, hostility and ignorance, as a result, the body and mind are disturbed and in pain, and you cannot be happy. The afflictions torment your body and mind in numerous ways.
What in the shop? Tinema, tongue about in Sare, Java Midoshin to Tavis, Chuni Himbe, Dongamanis, Java Tamsek, Chua the Madeshin, Tian Midola, Tian Dongal, Connor Nor Chabe, Tenam Yang Sampa Hosta.
Then birth is suffering because it's an unwanted separation. So all births are end in death, yeah? Which is undesirable, and then causes you to experience only suffering.
So
So let's just jump to the number eight, yeah. The eight. So the rest are, I mean, I don't think it's quite straightforward, right? Yeah, the rest are straightforward. If you read it on your own, it's quite, I mean, you understand. But let's look at the number eight, yeah. Which is the suffering of the five appropriated aggregates. Yeah. So on page 279 of the Lamrim Chemo, page 111 of the root text. So reflecting on the statement, in brief, the five appropriated aggregates are suffering, right? So this has five points, yeah. So it is in the nature of the five aggregates appropriated by karma and afflictions to be, one, vessels for future suffering, two, vessels for suffering based on what presently exists, number three, vessels for the suffering of pain, number four, vessels for the suffering of change, and number five, vessels for the suffering of conditionality.
Oh, Tokshine, that tine, that tambo tine kasura, number to be dungagi nun, said it, that tine manti shaken, number to be dungagi nun, sina kandesurusuna, tela, tambo ni, yawa limbe, pumbo lambada, tene, yawa chima, pinjigi, dungan, jamba horse, then yawa limbe nun, start on dining, number to be dungagi nun, said it, that on the dining, karasana, such a yawa limbe, pumbo ngati, dungaki rashile, senita, zoti, dungag rashimba.
The suffer, now we're looking at the suffering of the five appropriated aggregates, yeah. And this is covered in five points, isn't it? Yeah. Right? So the first one, so it is in the nature of the five aggregates which are appropriated by karma and afflictions to be, number one, our aggregates, our contaminated aggregates, are the vessels for future suffering. So what does it mean? We induce suffering in the future lives by taking up these aggregates here. Basically, these explanations here are trying to basically to point out, you know, the suffering nature of our body and mind.
Okay.
So why are the five aggregates in the nature? Why are they suffering? Because it is a medium, a vessel for future suffering. Why? The moment we take on this contaminated body and mind, we still have the afflictions, right? Due to the afflictions, we accumulate karma. We accumulate projecting karma, which causes us to take on another set of contaminated body and mind. And when you do that, when that happens, then we experience also tai chi, suffering. Yeah. So that's why this contaminated body and mind is the vessel for future suffering.
Oh, Tukshine. That in the age of Sumara, the name of Nibati, Anikasa, Momba Dubala, Timbe, Tungaki, said that Nibati Karasana, Pumbo Dubsimbala, Timbe, Na, Pumbo Dubsimbala, Timbe, Nagaso, Tend to you, or said.
So this appropriated aggregates, this contaminated body and mind, which is the result of karma and afflictions, yeah, is a vessel for suffering based on what presently exists. Number two, this number two. What does it mean? Our appropriated aggregates, yeah, form the basis for experiencing illness. Old age, yeah. So these like experiences like illness and old age, they are grounded in the current aggregates, yeah. Existing aggregates, right?
That on that is more chedang, tangu tasin yaw limbe pumbo di that dubain zang tell a ten gawa nawa di yumai. 다 사진 예를 이 풍복 식화나 매바이나 가와 나와서 돼 용하면 되겠지. 다 전다 닝보 사진 전다 닝보디 사진 예를 풍보디 다 동아의 당신의 신의 도빈 거야.
So these this our contaminated appropriated physical and mental aggregates, right? I mean, there's a reason why we use these terms. I can see the contaminated body and mind, but you know. Anyway, the contaminated appropriated aggregates, yeah, form the very basis for the sufferings that we experience, yeah, like old age and sickness. If we don't have this contaminated body and mind in the first place, there's no way to experience old age and sickness, right? So therefore, this contaminated body and mind is an initial suffering. So then this contaminated appropriated aggregates are also the basis for experiencing the suffering of pain and the suffering of change, yeah. Okay. So these two sufferings come about because the appropriated aggregates are linked with these functional tendencies toward these two types of suffering. The thing is that once we get this contaminated body and mind, it comes in a package, you know, it comes with the dysfunctional tendencies, the seed, you know, for us to experience the suffering of pain and the suffering of change. The seed for experiencing these two sufferings comes along the moment this contaminated body and mind is established. Then the last one, our contaminated appropriated aggregates are the vessel for the suffering of conditionality. So as for this point, the very existence of the appropriated aggregates constitutes the nature of the suffering of conditionality. Because all of the compositional factors which depend on previous karma and afflictions are the suffering of conditionality. The essence, basically the point that we should get by reflecting on this section and to come to realize how the contaminated body and mind, the contaminated appropriated aggregates are in the nature of suffering. That's the thing. So Dhamma, that's why Dhammakati said, because it is impermanent, it is in the nature of suffering, and because of that, therefore it is selfless.
도스는 손 따디 이 삼로 땅 거야. 알아봐. 다 저 가르 쓴 거였으나 미타바 힘 비쳐서 가르미다 맞다. 깨지 깨지 질도 하지. 사전 야와 냄도 품번가 수도 가나 고 따파 말했어. 미타베랑 신했어. 알아봐. 교화도 하시랬어. 태양다 깨지 깨지 교화도 하시. 알아봐. 다시 어떻게 다 돈다 지지기지 좋아도에 아니 지지기지 좋아도에 대한 사진 야월님의 풍부 득실이 쭉 환한 게 깨발해 숨시다 돈다 주수도 깨발해서 지지기지 집받아야 사진 야월님의 풍부 중심이 쭉 환한 게 깨발해서 다 사진 야월님의 풍부 중심이 쭉 좋아디 다 말이 빠세 그래서 그러고 제자나 그 지지기 주소디 말이 빠니까 사진 야월님의 풍부디 동화가래서 어떻게 두빈 말이다.
So, because as the quotation says, because it is impermanent, it is an initial suffering. So, impermanence here, if you apply it to the aggregates, yeah, the appropriated physical and mental aggregates, so it is in the nature of our contaminated body and mind to be momentarily changing each and every moment. Yeah, it's in the nature of impermanence, and that means it is changing in each and every single moment. Yeah, this is its nature. And why is it in the nature of impermanence? Why does it change in each and every moment? The change, the cause of its changing in each and every single moment is none other than the cause that has brought about the aggregates, the root cause, which is the ignorance. You know? And because of that, it is in suffering. It's in the nature of suffering. So, this is how the aggregates are established to be in the nature of suffering with the reason of impermanence.
Are you getting? The
관념 과의 지침으로는 너와 가르치나 그 미타베랑 신뢰에서 동아원에서 즉 남산 양고 제차에 지은 그 여말에 너와 미타베 이마 탐전 동아원에서 신뢰 개받아 여말에 와 너와
So this is something you need to think about, you know. So if you just look at the words, of course, it's not so apparent. Yeah. Just by, you know, thinking of the quotation, oh, because it is impermanent, therefore it is in the nature of suffering. Because not everything that is impermanent is in the nature of suffering. Right? That's clear.
Yeah. 또 사진이 올해 풍부디 미타베랑 신뢰 기지 기지 직도 그랬어 기지 기지 직과 체에 대한 사진이 올해 풍부 기지 육호란 게 개발했어 나 근데 기지 유리 가려서나 저와 당진 마리과 됐어 당진 마리과 인자 나 사진이 올해 풍부디 나 동아베랑 신뢰했어 너 기지 기지 직과 동아베랑 신뢰했어
Okay, impermanence is, you know, when we look at impermanence of our aggregates, yeah, our contaminated body and mind, it is in the nature of impermanence. Yeah. It changes in each and every single moment, isn't it? Change is happening in each and every single moment, right? What is the cause of our aggregates changing in each and every single moment? The cause is none other than the cause that has brought about this contaminated body and mind. What is the cause that has brought about the contaminated body and mind? It's none other than ignorance. It is ignorance. Therefore, it is in the nature of suffering. Therefore, because it's impermanent, therefore it's suffering.
어떻게 다 대장 다 동아와 인장 다 다음에 말해 송해시다. 다 그러고 다 뒤에 다 뒤신 독수견 난 찍어라. 다 동아기랑 신 다 사진이 아니라 품보디 동학이랑 신상 다 닥도 쓰는 지금 말했어 닥도 짐바이나 나의 인스 짐바시는 미리 말했어 다 독수나 다 곧 가도 쓰는 독수는 지금 말했어
And because it is in the nature of suffering, therefore it's selfless. So the different ways in which you can interpret this. Yeah. So if you look at it simply, because this the aggregates, since they are in the nature of suffering, because it is impermanent, right? So it's in the nature of suffering. So if it's in the nature of suffering, then there's no need to hold on to it as I or mine. So that's one way. Yeah.
Are you getting? Huh? No. 그 동학이랑 신나 미에르스지단 배주메로.
Why it is in the nature of suffering? Why do you want to keep it? You know? Why do you want to hold it as yours? You know that kind of thing. Why?
닥메스다. 닥도 마송스와다 던다.
So I mean.
동학이랑 신나 닥도 마송스다.
You know, impermanent nature of suffering, in the nature of suffering, selfless, right? Therefore, the first noble truth. Those of you who know. So, selfless here means, you can explain it to mean, not holding on to the aggregates as I, as self.
我读心，大大的前面读，大大的读书，那就读大。我读心呢，大，俺们看着他。我读大第一册，大大的书，俺们先来做，到啥子鸟里面碰不过谁的，大大的那个心思什么东西，做做啥子鸟里面碰不的，勇气的勇，俺们当真没力把他推。俺当真没力把，俺们勇往心脏，我读俺个人心来，当真没力把，俺们勇往心来，他啥子鸟里面碰不的，读俺个人心来是，我听了他。 동아가랑신지도신투베디다
basically you have to understand how the root cause of our contaminated appropriated aggregates yeah? or in simple English our contaminated body and mind which is the result of karma and afflictions we have to understand how that is in the nature of suffering with the reason being it came from ignorance because our contaminated body and mind came from ignorance it's a result of its root cause ignorance therefore the result is suffering it is in the nature of suffering so basically it is extremely important this is one of the most important understanding to gain by using all sorts of reasons to point at the end of the day is to come to see how our body and mind is in the nature of suffering And if we don't understand this, then we will not understand well true suffering. In order to understand the first noble truth, the truth of suffering or true suffering, we have to understand how the contaminated body and mind is in the nature of suffering.
با 똑신 따따이나 시래 따 동안엔 다음에 송세대 표정 따 뜬데 심벌잖아 뜬데 그러나 미답에 사전 야올에 풍부디 미답에 랑신이래서 미답에 랑신자 따 동안아래서 그러와 따 동안아디 동안아 인장 따기 쉬바나 시 동안 동안아 신장 저 랑 중지교 아니 즉 당시 머리 빨 때는 중에 동안아 세리 머리 빨 때는 중에서 당시 머리 빨시도 너 친절로 해봐. 랑 짐바다도 매딩이지, 닥도 짐바다도 매딩이지. 세상아, 다 닥도 짐은 지금 말했어. 다 다음에 말했습니다. 그러와, 독신이 양 선마 땅다지 인구에 말해.
So again, back to that the earlier quotation, right, where it says because it is impermanent, it is in the nature of suffering, and because of that, it is selfless, right? So the earlier explanation was the because the aggregates are in the nature of suffering, therefore there's no need to hold on to it as the self or the I. Yeah. So therefore it's selfless. Yeah. So another way of looking at it is this. The aggregates are in the nature of suffering because of its cause, ignorance. What is ignorance? Ignorance is an active misapprehension of reality. Yeah. Yeah. The object that is conceived of by ignorance does not exist in reality, isn't it? Yeah. So things do not exist in the way as it is apprehended by ignorance. So therefore, when it comes to the aggregates, we should not apprehend it as the self or the I. Yeah, so the contaminated body and mind is came from ignorance. Yeah, ignorance is an erroneous mind. It's a mind that misconstrues reality. Yeah, so therefore that makes the aggregates selfless. You don't have to apprehend the aggregates as having a self.
어떡시네. 답변 드리겠죠. 고하신 일이 있는데 가시다.
어? Did you catch the ball? That was not my statement. That was a translation.
미다바에서 동아를 동아에서 담에레스 있다던데 티브.
Do you see the connection between impermanent, not impermanence, impermanent nature of suffering and selfless? You see the connection?
What in the shot? That's Shambani Karina.
This section concludes with Mamasungaba saying, if you do not cultivate a genuine sense of disenchantment with cyclic existence, the nature of which is the appropriated aggregates, you will have no chance to develop a genuine mind intent on liberation. And there will be no way for you to develop great compassion for living beings wandering through cyclic existence. Hence, this reflection is extremely important regardless of which vehicle, Mahayana or Hinayana, you enter.
What do you say? That's all that under the small tire, Karsana, Zozo, that Dungal Damba, that Dungal, then the Dungal Damba Gometi, Zozo, Rangi, Lambe, Sasenya, Pumbodi, that Dungal Damba, Shenquish. Shinche, Tele, that Bena Karsana. 탈덕이다 사진이 아니 본보디 있다 미도버시 동시에 다 텔라 탄덕 로시 약부시 제거야 그러고 이 코웨랑 신이 막 신시 다 탄덕 로시 제거 뒷마 뒷마제나 다 버터 못해 된대지면아 다 아니 심지신 코알 참석이 내주대 심마통하시 디메나 다 이제 깨트고 말았어 제단다 사진 야올림의 풍보들라 아니 담독이 로디 남아지 깨야디 계신보래서 다 순구였다
Yeah, so what I've just read out there is basically saying how important it is to recognize that our own, you know, we're not talking about contaminated body and mind in general, we're talking about our own contaminated body and mind, which is a result of karma, our own karma and afflictions, right? To realize how this contaminated body and mind is in the nature of suffering. So when we talk about samsara or cyclic existence, basically we are talking about this, yeah, this contaminated body and mind which we possess, yeah. Okay. So if we are not able to see how our contaminated body and mind is in the nature of suffering and therefore develop renunciation for it, there's no way we can achieve liberation, not even the desire to be free, not even in my intent on liberation. And if we are not able to see how our own aggregates, you know, which is nature of suffering, to be samsara, then we will not be able to understand how other sentient beings circle in samsara. And then there will be no way for us to develop genuine great compassion for them. Yeah. So therefore, there's so much emphasis here in this section and developing an understanding as to how our aggregates are in the initial suffering.
Oh, chesan, tadi tad kaswar tad kaptik tad tere tad tingan zo samatango tad tad pena sajenya lumbi sajenya lumbi pungbo usudo kama tad dongal temba tad zo zo dongal temba sone di ti mare chesan tadi dongal temba ma xian la tad tap chodo juwa karere do riba chodo juwa karere do 근데 삼나 땅체 다 동아기라 심어 셰도고도 다 저리 거 망보이 죽고도 왔다 동아 깨서나 그 망보이 숨고야 되나요 타도나 사오세 녀림 풍보디 다 동아기라 시진이 바디 근데 숨고도 로와 다 리파 가려다 약쇼레도 어디 삼나 땅 거야
So in order for us to understand true suffering we first I mean at the end of the day we must come to understand how our contaminated, appropriated aggregates, yeah, both the body and mind are in the nature of suffering, right? Isn't it? So how do we, what can we do to arrive at this understanding? What do we have to think? What are some of the reasons that support, that will help us in this understanding? Of course, in the text, there's all this discussion about the eight kinds of suffering and what have you, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, what is it that will help us come to understand this samsara, yeah? How this contaminated body and mind is in the nature of suffering. What are the points which works best? So this is something we have to think for ourselves, you know?
Oh, that is that in the samtana, that pena redo, that dungal that pena, that dungal mangpo chunga shita tandani, that dungal chung sagi shita odi, that sajinya olim pungpo di chade, samlo kanetana, sajinya olim pungpo di langba yinzang, that dungal mitoga na so shi yunga di pena da, 다 가와 나와 세다 동안 나서 용대에니 조 가르쳐서 서전야는 뭐 옆에 또 그래도 와 그러봐 지금 또 쓰고 싶다 했어 서전야는 뭐 옆에 앉아 다 제가 나치 세 동안에 용대이지
Oh, it's quite clear if you think about it, you know, that our current body and mind, the contaminated body and mind, is the very basis, you know, and the medium on the platform on which, you know, we experience every single problem and every single suffering, right? Of course, you know, you talk about suffering of old age, birth, sickness, death, blah, blah. But all this will not happen if there's no body, this basis to begin with. The very fact that we have this contaminated body and mind then allows us, or causes us to experience all these sufferings, isn't
it? 다 님은 뭐고 있겠지. 다 가르스나 다 사진열에 풍부한 냠도 다 두송 사분 제시 용대시. 진상 다 다대 때나 님은 뭐게 대장금이 세바 티야 내 사실 라양 직다 동아만 보시 두발치에 어떤데 송도가나 다된 시사리도 사진 야림 분보도 두대시 다때 사진님의 분보도 즉 저와 랑친제나 딜레도 규명하시 어떤데 시도구도다
And this contaminated body and mind that we have now causes us to have to develop afflictions, yeah, negative emotions, you know, over and over again, yeah. Because in the seeds of the afflictions come along with the contaminated body and mind, right? So because without this contaminated body and mind, there's no way, the seeds of the afflictions are not carried forward yet. But they are carried into this life, and when the afflictions are manifest, you know, we accumulate karma, projecting karma, which then causes us to think another new rebirth, yeah. So if we don't have this contaminated body and mind, none of this will happen. So this is how we can come to understand, you know, we have to see for ourselves how our contaminated body and mind is in the nature of suffering. And only on the basis of this understanding, then we have to understand, you know, realize, you know, what are the causes that brings about this contaminated body and mind. So that leads us to true origins of suffering, right?
Oh, tinde sunga re sha ta tinne ma ta dongal thuk samba se ta dongal thuk de ta ton da sum du ne ma sunga ta lam ni tumba na la tin sung du.
So next is the six types of suffering, right? Reflection on six types of suffering. So here in the reflection on the six types of suffering, the source of which is the text called the friendly letter. Yeah. So the six types of sufferings are the fault of uncertainty, the fault of insatiability, the fault of casting off bodies repeatedly, the fault of repeated rebirth, the fault of repeatedly descending from high to low, and the fault of having no companions. And here in the middling lamrim, these are six are presented into in three groups, right? How in cyclic existence there's no secure basis that you can count on. And number two, however much you may indulge in its pleasures, they bring no satisfaction in the end. And number three, you have been caught up in cyclic existence from beginningless time.
Dewa 라인 데이터바나 나다 동아답 제베처럼 원이게 대회 주이나 동아지 주치다 땜바 점지 동아다 제베도 도와신도스 도도 냐숨 사동 님 지마 땜바 소장 지점도 정도 땜바 선데 요시다 링타나 동아 버시죠 나고 대다장 아주 말주당 시작에 산대로 송소로 세시도 다들 너무 심한 아이 말
So on page 113 of the root text, yeah. So at present, most of the pleasant feelings that increase our attachments, our minds of happiness that arise with respect to a remedy of suffering. Yet there is no happiness by way of an essence that is unrelated to suffering. For instance, if you suffer because you have walked a lot, the mind of happiness that arises due to sitting down appears to be happiness that arises gradually, while the previous great suffering gradually ceases. However, it is not happiness by way of its essence or nature. It's not the nature of happiness, basically. Or if you sit too much, again, that will produce suffering as before. If they were causes of happiness by way of their nature, walking, sitting, lying, eating and drinking, as well as going under the sun or going to the shade, you know, all this should result in happiness growing to the same extent as you have spent time indulging in them. Just like suffering growing to the same extent as you are subject to the causes of suffering. However, it appears that after too long, only suffering is produced.
For
us, we apprehend that which is in the nature of suffering to be real happiness, pleasure. Yeah. So this is here in the discussion on the suffering of change, yeah, our contaminated pleasant feelings. Yeah. Although it's in the nature of suffering, we do not see in the nature of suffering, we apprehend it as real happiness. And because of that belief, then we get attached to it. And because of that attachment, then we accumulate, we have to engage in different kinds of actions, and we accumulate karma, and which results in problems in the future, right? So then the way to stop this is then to see that which is in the nature of suffering to be in the nature of suffering. So here we are talking about the suffering of change, and we have to do something with our attachment for this kind of suffering. The way to reverse our attraction to this kind of suffering is to realize that it is in the nature of suffering.
Penata, Dunga Tunga, the Penata Nesu Gaeta. tindegi lanzi tanyi dunga la tonda tela tene ta tsua mitu tsua dunga lke tsua dunga kyaba la tene tsua shedang ke o ti yungay rwa.
So let's say we, you know, if you come down with a serious illness, then usually it's accompanied by intense feelings of pain, painful sensations, which is unpleasant, right? And because of those unpleasant feelings, we get very upset, right? Yeah, we develop we become upset, angry.
That here, that so close, na, ani chi ta, ta karasa na, then shadang chakpa la soba langwe de, so so, ta ti gokta cheba layang, ta dunga pe rang xin xie xie, ta sa xie niao lin pe pungpo di, ta dupsa mi ne, tinde ke chue xin tu chupa res, ko le da ni mo ke xiang wang jiru dupe, ta pungpo xin tu tinde yung res, o tuk xin ni xin pa xie xie, rang xin tinde xin pa xin xie, yang ko shadang chung ru ta hai.
So when we are unwell, when we're experiencing painful sensations, we get upset, right? So we have to do something about the unhappy mind, right? Let's say there's anger. So the way to reduce anger in that situation is to come to accept, that this is life. It will happen. It happens because we have the basis for it. Yes, because as soon as we get a contaminated body and mind, all of this is bound to happen and can happen, right? So by accepting that it is in the nature of life, so then we can do a little bit and deal with our anger.
That Dungal Tinde Junga Kabla, that Shadan Lion were Shadan Live Kabla, Tinde Summer Tanchi, Ko, Chung Tanya Tapshi, and in Tabat of that Tinema, the Kaswata, Rangi Tunga Kangin Yombati, and Rangi Lake Tokin Yohima, Rangi Lesabaita, Tunga Tangin Yohima, Tinde Summer Tanchi, Tunga Kangin Yomati, and it has a lot of Chimbu Kishi, that's Dunga Kang, Rangi Tunga Kangin Yomati, Sims Shingi Tunga Jang.
So by thinking about how this is just the nature of life, because we have this contaminated body and mind, therefore we're subject to all this kind of suffering. So by acknowledging that this is part and parcel of it, and accepting it, then we can work with our anger. An anger that arises due to feeling pain, So that's one way. Another point to think about is that whatever experiences we have, even if it's including bad experiences, suffering, we have to accept that ultimately we ourselves are at fault. Yeah, we created the cause in the past, the action, we accumulated karma, so therefore we are experiencing the result now. So by accepting that, then also we can also work with our anger. And if one is able to, if you have a courageous mind, on top of this, you have a courageous mind, you can think and pray that may one's sickness be a substitute. For all other
sentient beings, sickness. Yeah.
So if we are able to think like this, then of course we can deal with anger that arises from experiencing these painful sensations. In fact, it might even be possible to actually to feel happy if one is able to think in this very big way. Anyway, this is what is mentioned in the teachings, right?
So, 그는 차고 잡아있네. 그 차고 중로 땅 답시 치고에 시장 신부 남매 가불라 시장 중로 땅과에 어디 지신 부착해야 돼, 그러와.
Whatever situation it might be, but when it comes to problems, the extent of the suffering we experience in that situation, it all depends on how we view the situation. Yeah. How depends on our mental perspective. So the mental perspective does make a big difference. In determining the extent of the suffering we experience in that situation. So whether it is anger, if it is anger, we have to deal with it. If it is desire or attachment, then we also have to deal with it.
Yeah.
So then there's the reflection of the specific sufferings of specific sufferings. Yeah. The sufferings of the three lower realms have already been explained before, right? So next here, and then there's the explanation of the suffering of the human beings, the demigods and gods. Yeah. You can read this on your own. I think if you read it, you understand it. It's not difficult, right? But if you have any questions, you can bring it up right now.
Yeah.
So on Thursday, we will start with the true origins. Yeah.
Covered so far, how would we categorize all these sections with respect to the four categories of true suffering? Impermanence, miserable, unclean, and selfless.
Empty and selfless.
Unclean. Something to be clean, to be unclean. Perceiving something unclean to be clean.
Those are the four erroneous conceptions.
No, the four categories of true suffering. So remember we talked about this before, yeah? That part about unclean and empty, they are always, confusing. The other three, they are always there. But this unclean and empty is always very confusing, right? So, but I understand that the four aspects, the four characteristics of true suffering will be category unclean rather than empty.
Empty.
Yeah. The other one will be empty and selfless, yeah, but we are not talking about that. So how are the four categories of four aspects of the true suffering, conceiving phenomena, impermanent phenomena to be permanent, conceiving it to be pleasurable things, to be miserable things to be pleasurable, unclean things to be clean, and you know, selfless things to be self, to have a self. How are these categorized within the sections that we have been we have covered so far? Are there any correlation in the first place?
Sir, As I said, it's actually the four erroneous conceptions, right?
Last time we discussed this before, there is a confusion between the four characteristics of the true suffering and the four erroneous conceptions.
I remember we had this discussion a long time ago, but I cannot remember what the discussion is.
So the two categories, because it's been brought up before, it's stated in the text that the four characteristics of true suffering will be these that I mentioned. Whereas the four erroneous conceptions will be, the third one will be empty.
Okay, what do you think are the four characteristics of true suffering?
I understand it to be conceiving impermanent.
The four characteristics of true suffering.
Impermanent, miserable, unclean, and selfless. Correct?
It should be empty.
So that means the other way around. So the four erroneous conceptions will be unclean.
Yes.
But where does this four erroneous conception come under in the first place?
Erroneous conceptions. So you're trying to find out the relationship between these four erroneous conceptions.
No. I'm trying to find out from here because we're talking about true suffering.
Yes.
And there are like many sections, and I can feel or try to categorize, permanent, impermanence, try to categorize unclean, now in this case empty and selfless. So I don't know whether it is implicitly taught in the sections that we've been covering so far, the four characteristics of true suffering.
Like how many come under impermanent?
Yeah, which section comes under?
How many come under miserable?
Yeah. Or are they like all over the place?
So in order to establish true suffering, then there's an understanding of impermanent. Because it's impermanent, what is impermanent? Of course, I mean, you already know. Yeah? But because it is impermanent, therefore it is in the nature of suffering. And because in the nature of suffering, it is selfless, right? This establishes true suffering. So if you want to elaborate on the two kinds of self, then you have selfless and empty, right? Then one would mean the selflessness of a or the long time never say already the emptiness of a permanent unitary and independent self, and then the other one is the emptiness of a self-sufficient substantially existent person. I think we practice there 5 years already. So yeah, I mean, if you elaborate then you have this, but if not, it can be condensed into three: impermanent, miserable or in the nature of suffering, and then selfless. Rusty.
Ken Rinpoche, I want to clarify, you're on the subject of impermanent nature of suffering and selfness or self. Could I presume a happier note? When one is enlightened, you will experience, as opposed to these three, would be impermanent still, blissful feeling, and wisdom understanding emptiness.
Is that true cessation?
When one is enlightened, that means,
yes.
Of course, gotten rid of all the karmas, gotten rid of all the afflictions. I'm just trying to jump into a sort of a happier note. When one is enlightened, would that mean still impermanent, blissful, as opposed to nature of suffering?
Yes. Then?
And presuming a self, and now is of course selfness, because under the realizing emptiness, wisdom understanding emptiness, realizing emptiness.
I didn't get it. Huh?
If enlightened, yeah?
Yes, enlightened, yes.
You be enlightened, then what happens?
Yes, already.
기초 다가는 그래서 미다 아니 동양이 차다 대화 아니 남이 그런 그래서 대대요 아니 대로 하사
Can
미다 대화 미다 대화 남이
Thank you.
No more suffering. Yeah.
I really have problem with, just now you say suffering is in the nature of impermanence, right? Because the cause of change is the cause that brought out the aggregates, which is ignorance.
Yeah.
I don't know, I cannot get it at all. Why is it that the impermanence of suffering and selfless are related? And I keep having the negative notion that in when we meditate on the impermanence, are we thinking of suffering all the time? Just now, Gumela said no, because impermanence is not naturally a suffering notion. But I don't know why
I said whatever is impermanent is not necessarily in the nature of suffering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is the relationship between? You say ignorance is in the nature of suffering, right? Therefore, it's selfless. I don't get it. Thank
you.
So the Buddha said, all impermanent phenomena all composed phenomena, are impermanent. All composed phenomena are impermanent. So what did the Buddha mean when he said all composed phenomena are impermanent? Impermanent means here that all composed phenomena undergo momentary disintegration. That means they are changing in every moment. All composed phenomena are impermanent, right? The meaning of impermanence is they undergo change in each and every single moment. There's momentary disintegration. What causes that to happen? The cause of a composed phenomenon undergoing momentary disintegration, the cause of that is none other than the cause that has produced that phenomenon. There's no other cause. All confused phenomena, the moment they come into being, they come into being as having the nature of momentary disintegration.
Okay?
I think not okay, right? Anyway, that's the general thing. So if you apply that to the aggregates, the aggregates are impermanent. The aggregates also undergo, the aggregates is a composed phenomenon, yeah? Therefore, it undergoes momentary disintegration as well. Why does it undergo momentary disintegration? What is the cause? The cause for its moment, for it to change in each and every single moment, is none other than the cause that has brought it about, ignorance. Right, not so easy, okay? The point is the cause, the reason, what is the reason for the body and mind that we have changing each and every single moment? There must be a cause, right? There must be a cause for change, right? We always think, oh, for things to change, there must be a cause, right? But do you know what the cause is? No? The cause is the same as the cause that has brought about its existence. There's no other cause. And what is the cause of the contaminated body and mind? It is ignorance. So the cause of the contaminated body and mind is ignorance. Ignorance is an erroneous mind, is a wrong conception. While there is no self, ignorance apprehends a self. So things do not exist in the way as is apprehended by ignorance. Okay? So although there's no self, self does not necessarily refer to the English meaning of it as person, yeah. You have to understand. Yeah. Anyway. Although there's no self, the ignorance apprehends itself, yeah. So actually it's selfless. In reality, yeah. So because of this, therefore, it is selfless because it is impermanent. And because it is selfless, no, it is in the nature of suffering because it is impermanent. It is selfless because it is in the nature of suffering. Because it is impermanent, it is in the nature of suffering. Because in the nature of suffering, it is selfless. It's like a roller coaster.
So can we say that then to realize subtle impermanence, momentary disintegration, First, before that, to realize gross impermanence, we can meditate on the 9-point meditation and death of impermanence. But in order to realize subtle impermanence, momentarily disintegration, can we say that the topics to meditate on can be the 12 links? Or because over here there are no specific topic to guide us on reflecting on subtle impermanence, to realize subtle impermanence. Because we need to realize subtle impermanence in order to realize emptiness.
Mm.
Without realizing subtle impermanence, there's no way to realize emptiness. Am I right to say that?
Mm. Yeah.
So then what are the specific topics that guide us or allow us to reflect on momentary disintegration to make us realize that?
Basically, it has to boil down to reasoning. The only way to establish subtle impermanence is first through reasoning. Reasoning. And the reasoning is just what was brought up earlier. But having said that, the 9-point meditation on death and impermanence is not specifically just meditation on cause impermanence. It is meditation on impermanence. And if you understand subtle impermanence, it is applicable there as well. Especially, we can apply it to how time of death is uncertain, for example.
Then a chua, like, carson. The color, then a jeva city. Tama to look Namjit, Tanya, like jeva city, that look jejubil to the jungle sage in Murwa. In a quite jeva did the top to go to Wama, jeva city go to Shungorota. Tojako Jingo's Marwa.
Okay, subtle impermanence, which the meaning of which is momentary disintegration. Yeah, that's the real meaning of impermanence, right? Basically, end of the day. How do you understand that? An understanding of subtle impermanence has to come from reasoning. Take, for example, aging. In the conventional sense of the word, when somebody becomes old, and when it's very apparent, Cecilia seems to be acknowledging this, then we say, oh, the person is aging. Suddenly aging becomes more apparent. But aging does not happen suddenly overnight, right? Aging is a process, right?
That is ne. That then the other thing is share the chipar. That give it, 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 give it.
As in the, if you, those of you who know the 12 links of interdependent origination, the link of birth and death, and birth and aging, right from the second moment of birth, right from the second moment of birth, aging has started, right? Started, right? I think the point is, I think also everybody is trying to figure out is, why is it the cause that brings about the existence of a phenomena? Is the very cause for it disintegrating moment by moment? I think that's the thing that you are stuck. Right? Yeah, of course. I myself also stuck for years. Seriously, not easy. Dear brother, so dear. Kishi, you are going
to be.
You can do it.
제제 죽거나 마서나 제제 직바신 직바신이 주신 샤오로.
So what we're trying to understand is how the cause of a phenomena that brings about the existence of something is that cause is the very cause for it to be in the nature of changing each and every single moment. We're trying to establish that understanding, right? So things do change. Impermanent phenomena do undergo change in each and every single moment. That change must have a cause, yeah. The change must have a cause, yeah. The cause must be able to produce that phenomenon to be in the nature of disintegrating moment by moment, right? So if I have to ask you a question, in order for something to come about, there must be a cause, yeah? So you have a cause, then the phenomena come about. Then for it to disintegrate, then is there another cause now? The cause for it to change moment by moment, does it come later? Somewhere, huh? Does it come later? That's how we think, right? Basically, instinctively, that's how we think, you see?
Really?
The cause for it to change in each and every single moment, does it come after it is produced? What's the problem if you say that the cause for its disintegration comes after its existence? What's the problem? We thought you wanted to say something.
Okay, I have to go, but I want to say something. The cause, if you think of an animal, let's say, certain animals got
certain lifespan. You can ask question, are you going out?
No, I'm trying to explain why is it that the cause of death is actually, it's actually what's it called? In that seat, the lifespan of an animal, for example, for human beings, is 70 years. It's actually inside the chromosomes. So it's in the seat itself.
No. Why is the cause that brings about a phenomena the very cause for it to undergo change in each and every single moment?
It is in the seed itself. It's in the seed that's produced.
Yeah, but why? That how? In order to destroy this building, if I don't bomb the building won't be destroyed, right?
No. The building itself is made up of all kinds of conditions. I mean, you look at old buildings, archaeological buildings, they are decaying, right?
Yeah, the cause is weather, no? Humidity? I mean, this is what instinctively my mind would think. It's not the... Okay, you can go. So we have difficulty because whenever we think of the disintegration, we always think about the obvious disintegration, the thing that we can see, the gross ones, you know. Therefore, it's difficult for us. Here, when we're talking about subtle impermanence, we're talking something not obvious, it's subtle. How every impermanent phenomena undergoes change in each and every single moment. So a building does undergo change. Of course, it may not be obvious, but you know, after 50, 60, 70 years, then you know, you see that it's changed. Yeah? So the building, you see the building changing, but the process of changing doesn't happen overnight. Yeah? The process of change happens over a long period of time, in each and every single moment, isn't it? Yeah? So in each and every single moment, there's change. Then, over a period of time, when the change is accumulated, then it becomes very obvious, right?
What the name?
So in each and every single moment, let's say the atoms and the molecules that make up the building, you know, in each and every single moment is changing. Yeah? Yeah? Over the period of time, you know, then you know when these small changes at the micro level accumulates, you know, then it comes a time when it becomes obvious. Then you see the gross disintegration on the outside, right? So as long as the phenomenon in question is produced from causes, the moment it is produced, it comes into existence, it is produced in the nature of disintegrating momentarily. So the moment it is produced in the nature of that which will undergo change in each and every single moment, right? Yes, the nature. The nature is to come from a cause, right? And what cause is there other than the cause that brings about the production of that phenomena? What other cause can there be? So for all impermanent phenomena, the moment they are produced, they also disintegrate. And they have the nature, yeah. Yeah, so this is something we have to just think about, because it's not obvious, yeah. Usually when we think about impermanence, we always look at the obvious impermanence and the gross cause impermanence, yeah. But here we are talking about subtle impermanence, yeah. So on Thursday we'll start with the true origins, yeah. Then there's a list of the various afflictions, yeah. Not very straightforward, yeah. So something that you need to read, yeah, on your own first, yeah. Off with the usual.